To do that, we are now recording.
Okay, nice. Finsbury Park. Simple as that.
It's Jid Den here with my friend Banji from a long time.
What's happening,
feel like
people?
Shaking your hand.
What's happening, people?
What's all happening?
Right. It's happening
my first guest, actually.
What?
I know, of
I
many.
I feel honoured. I feel special. I feel unique.
All right.
And all those wonderful things.
Yeah, well, you're not, so, you know. and there I am, saying you're not, and then I fucking anyway, yeah. First guest, I'm gonna have like a lot of like, as I said, proper guests.
That's alright, mate. Don't worry.
Official
guests. We've been friends for so long. I think you're allowed to disrespect me like that. It's fine for the world. You know, I hold no grudges.
I have many against you, but I just haven't addressed it. That's why I want to
talk.
Let's talk. That's why I brought you here.
Alright, let's air our dirty laundry.
It's like that episode of Simpsons. Like, they don't celebrate Christmas, they celebrate Festivus.
Oh,
and nice. Then George's dad starts off Christmas morning with the airing of grievances.
Nice.
So like, all this year I've been pissing me off about this.
Nice.
And now, fucking it's time to air that
I
shit.
I might just incorporate that into my life.
It's
once a week rather than once a year.
That's what this show could be called, the airing of grievances.
I like that.
Seinfeld copyright.
I like that. Okay, so... back in 1999, Jitin,
yes.
We were in line at canteen.
Yes.
And
but hold on, we were
out for lunch. You took an extra 20 seconds more than you know what I wanted you to take.
Right.
And it held me eating my food up for 20 seconds longer than I wanted to be held up eating it.
Right.
And so I've always held a grievance against you for that, Jitin. Always.
Right.
But so, you know, I might as well air it now.
Yeah.
All right.
I got it. Well,
so
I've
aired it.
Okay. Well, about that, it reminds me, I'm pissed because I paid for your meal and you still ain't paid me back, sir.
I 100% do not remember that.
See, I don't remember that 20 seconds either. So let's just like.
I don't remember you paying for that. Like, I was a working man back in college.
So was I, man.
You know what I'm saying?
So was that. And you worked in Pizza Hut.
You know what I'm saying?
So you didn't need to have lunch. You could have had leftovers or whatever from that date.
And I just want to say, you know, future generations, please, like, you know, keep that in mind. We was studying, we was educating
working,
ourselves and working,
and
at,
working
the same time,
at the same time.
At the same time.
Paying for my own travel to get into college.
Doing our assignments, doing our courses.
It took over an hour to get into college.
Generally.
In central London, you know. Yeah, they changed the name now. It's not.
Yeah, it's Westminster Kingsway now.
Yeah, they had it. It's actually
they
gone
merged,
like.
They merged with Westminster College.
Oh, there's an actual college called Westminster. Oh, right.
And then they merged.
Now hold on.
We were Kingsway. There was Westminster City,
right.
Westminster College.
I got it.
And then they merged.
Okay. Because the thing is, like, now they seem, again, I'm using that word, but proper, official. Because a few years ago, they were doing adverts everywhere and all that. Mm. By the way, big up. West Kingsway and all the teachers.
Yeah, shout out
there.
To Kingsway. Shout
you know
out to Jan.
Yeah, Jan.
Shout out
to Carlo Rossi.
James, oh, you see, I had a feeling that was his name, but I don't remember. And a special shout out to Jan
because
he inspired me for one of the MC names that I had back in the day when I called myself an MC. That doesn't mean I was a proper actual MC, but I called myself an MC.
So, what was that name? What did he come up with?
Began, oh, that was it, McGorrical.
What?
No, sorry, Phantasmagorical.
Phantasmagorical, so
yes,
he inspired
that is
that.
An actual word, and
it is.
He said that word, you know, in a session or something. I can't remember why he said that word, but it's a positive word. I think he was giving us some praise from, you know, like,
but hold on, so he called you Phantasmagorical,
like whatever the piece that we had done.
Sick.
He said that was phantasmagorical.
Again.
And is that an actual word? And he said yes. And I said I like it. And then one of my MC names became McGorrical the Wizard. What?
That is a sick name. So big up Jan for that. I never knew that you had that name.
I know all, because I didn't really use
like
it.
All I knew was that between you and Jan when you used to do your own
freestyle
together.
No.
Like you and him after school, like you're Jan, man.
I never freestyled with Jan. I would have loved to hear him.
He brought
freestyle.
You into the teacher's office, into the staff room. I'd be like, yeah, man, so what are you saying? He'd be like, oh, yo, this is what I'm saying, Jan. I'm
yeah, I'd be like, Jan, yo, Giancarlo Rossi, you're going up against McGorrical the Wizard, and I ain't fussy. Listen, you get taken out.
Oi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a stake. And then I shout. anyway, this is why my hip hop career did not last
as long there, Banji, as I wanted. That's a C minus.
So that's alright. As long as I end up with the distinction, that I end up with, I'm happy.
You know, the jokes thing is like, can we mention names? Well, yeah, okay.
It's done though.
Yeah, no. Just mention one. So Malcolm was giving away at the end of the year. He was like, "What do you want? Like for your grade?" I remember this.
Which one was Malcolm?
Malcolm,
the short
was,
guy.
Yeah, with the, he was the principal.
Oh right, you know, I don't really remember him.
Well, he kind of. No.
Personally, I don't really remember him. Like.
Well, he kind of did a few classes. He was the head teacher. Yeah.
Of Kingsway.
Of Kingsway, he was the principal.
No, I don't remember ever taking a class with.
He
me.
Did. He
I
did.
Do not
and so anyway.
Listen, I remember four teachers. I remember four teachers. I remember Jan. I remember the one that he always worked with. It was quite
Liz Leek.
Liz, thank you.
Yeah.
Lucy.
Yep.
Is it? Well, it was Lucy, wasn't it?
Lucy.
Is that her name?
Dawson?
Or Louise?
No, Lucy. Yeah, Lucy.
Lucy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucy, and then there was another guy and another woman, a short guy. I don't remember him. But one of the reasons I always remember him is because I remember the thing, an idea. So he drew us like a stick figure, yeah, or female stick figure.
So was that
character,
in his class at the time?
And he said, "This is an A-N-E-E, idea. This is an idea."
Yeah.
She does like she's not real. She's not like she's just like you have ideas basically.
Yeah.
Like it was just a thing of like have ideas. They're not concrete. An idea isn't concrete. It can change. It can develop.
Yeah,
it can be molded.
Yeah, yeah. It's just an idea.
Don't just think this is my idea. And why is no one want it? It's like it's cool, but you know, ideas can evolve and change and stuff like that. So I always remember him, but I don't remember his name, which is terrible. But I don't care.
Right.
I'm old. I'm not old, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
So, but you missed that Lucy. No, you said
no,
Lucy.
No, I said Lucy. Yeah.
You missed that Mandy, but you weren't there then.
That was. I said no. I said there was another guy and another girl.
Yeah, so Mandy.
Mandy, right?
But I don't know if you were talking about Mandy because she was in the year before when you lot came.
Did she leave?
She did.
Then it wasn't Mandy. It was someone else.
I don't know. I don't know if there was a crossover. I think she left before you came. Yeah, literally. All
right.
So how did that come around? Because for us, it's like you were like the new students that got like. This is the story that kind of, it was like you guys got shipped over from somewhere else, right? And your thing got closed down or something. What was it?
Nothing like that. I came to Kingsway straight from.
That's it.
From sixth form in school. I did sixth form for a year in school after GCSE.
Do you know what? I know what it was. For us lot, you were the new guys.
Yeah.
Because we had been there already 1 year previous.
Yeah.
So when you came over, there was like, okay, so who's these guys now?
I know, we had a certain energy about us. We had a certain vibe. You know what I mean? No, I'll keep it real. Me, Mohammed, Neil, Natalie, you know, Natalie Fennick. Because we all came from the same school, innit? So we just had a certain energy, like, amongst us as a group.
Yeah,
Alon, you know?
Yeah. Alon actually wasn't in that college.
Oh, yeah, that's the point. But you see what I'm saying? But and John as well. Because they didn't come to the college.
But they were still affiliates.
But we had a certain energy. Do you know what I mean? Like, still,
you literally brought the whole crew.
That's what I'm saying.
You brought the crew.
That's what we did, bro.
You did.
That's what we did,
and then, man. And then we allowed you in.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Honestly, I remember. So this
I know, because it was like Willow, Natalie Wolford, etc.
Joel,
you know. But like, when I started, like, so a certain group of us came from the same school, and then there were other people like Lorenzo, Tolly. I think Tolly started the year I started, didn't he? Or was he in your year?
No, he started after.
He started your year. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he started my year.
So,
a whole host of characters out there. Phyllis, Ronald, etc. And so we just had a good vibe around us.
I'm thinking
because all of us just had a certain, and we had the passion, we had that youthful exuberism.
Do
you know what I mean?
We were like the old
enthusiasm.
Guys. We weren't really.
Yeah, I know. But
so I remember like the first time we ever actually had to connect was we went out, and this is the thing about speaking to different people from your past that they remember different parts. Like I don't remember the 20p, but I remember that I lent you money for that meal.
I was just joking about that.
And so was I.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
But someone could have imagined I was real about that. I was like, no, but actually I did pay for your meal and I was 20 seconds delayed and what? Still owe me it. So like I made up a joke like, I made up something real about what you're joking about. So, yeah, so anyway, we went to the Tate Museum or something, the modern,
okay.
Or National Gallery.
Okay, okay.
The National Gallery.
Right. We went somewhere. Kind of trip like that, yeah.
That was like the first thing we actually, like, we had to open up. He's like, yeah, so what are you saying? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And it's kind of, yeah. And you know, even as like students and teenagers, we were teenagers then. Wow, we were teenagers.
Indeed.
Damn. You still have that now, even in adult life.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, you join a new company or it's your first day at work. Or I remember even at school, I went to two different high schools, and then like the second one, they introduced me like to the rest of the class, the teacher.
Okay.
They're like, hello, this is Jitan. Say hello, everyone. And sit by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just remember. So that kind of ego mentality or dynamics, social like connection and dynamics still happens now as adults, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think absolutely. And then there's, you know, every individual's personality, you know, will handle those situations differently, innit? So some people naturally, you know, can meet new people and don't get easily fazed by that, and then for other people it's a struggle. So even though they might have got to like in their 30s and their 40s and had more experiences of doing that, you know, and feel a little bit more comfortable than they did when they were younger, for example, but they're still a little bit, you know, they prefer not to have to do that sort of thing. But whereas other people, more extroverts, ourselves, just like, yeah, whatever, man. Hey, hello, how are you doing? This is me, blah, blah, blah.
So, like, are there any, like, amazing or funny memories or stories that you had from college that I might not remember, or even if I do, that you just remember from back in the day? Even from school? Just like, just open it up. Just any childhood, school, college memories.
Like fun memories and stuff. Fun yeah, shit. I mean, you know, like, what's cool to me is like, you know.
By the way, like, we're in Finsbury Park, so that sound you're hearing is quite common here.
Indeed.
Even though it's an ambulance.
Indeed. It's just common.
There's an ambulance for the incident that occurred earlier.
It's just common.
But you didn't hear no police for that.
So no, what's interesting to me is the fact that I'm in my mid 30s now, and I've still got you know, a selection of people that are friends from school.
Yeah.
I've still got a selection of people that are friends from college.
Yeah.
You know, a selection of people that are friends from university, and then different jobs that I've had. You know, the certain people from some of those jobs that I'm, you know, still in contact with or can still be in contact with, and so I guess as I'm getting older, you know, you do look back with fond memories. And so certain things, like, for example, me and Asher D from Soul Solid, we're at the same school. Back in those days.
Well, in Pimlico.
Yeah, in Pimlico.
What was it called? Pimlico what?
Pimlico School.
It was just called Pimlico School. So one of the
now it's called Pimlico Academy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. I used to live school, near there.
So we was in the same school, and we had a couple of situations where we had a bit of friction. Right. And etc. etc. But obviously, you know, when you're young, it's all like, you know, I hate that guy, man. Do you know what I mean? Oh, he thinks he's so cool. Whereas now I'm like, why did I care? Do you know what I'm saying? It's just, who cares, man?
And now he's
he's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, big up to him. Yeah, well done to him. You know.
One
I mean?
Question though, was he in the Yam?
Yeah, I'm sure he probably was. I know he's more Caribbean. Like,
were you?
It's mostly Africans that eat yam. Some Caribbeans do.
If I looked at you and him together
but yam is like Caribbeans have a thing called ground food. So do Africans as well. So and that's ground food is very
earthy.
Yeah, it's very earthy and will fill you out. It'll fill you out. Yeah. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah,
you're not likely to be too slim if you eat that regularly.
Okay, so between you and Asher D now.
Yeah.
Who do you reckon you can take him?
No, I've got a bad back, mate.
Okay, forget the back.
I can't though, can I? It's my back.
Okay, we're imagining here. Like, you imagine that.
Well, I don't know, do I? Obviously, I can take, like, my ego says I could take anyone. I could take Anthony Joshua out, mate. Alright, so.
Yeah. By the way, he's the next guest on the next podcast, so we'll ask him about that.
I will tell him my ego says that that I can take you out, but the other parts of my brain tell me I am an idiot for thinking that.
I'm talking to your ego now, so Banji's ego, yeah. What merit can you take out Anthony Joshua?
Because Banji's the best at anything and everything on the entire planet.
And you're yamified.
In fact, the whole world would be a better place if Banji was ruler of the planet. This is Banji's ego talking.
Is this because you're so Banji?
This is Banji's ego talking.
And is that your intro music, I'm so Banji, as you come into the ring against Anthony Joshua?
There you go. There you go.
Before, I thought you were going to say, as you said, I thought you were going to say Anton Deck. You're like, I can take out Anton Deck.
I can take them out.
To be honest, Ant took himself out last week anyway.
Yeah, so. Sort of. Because let's keep it real as well. Like, if it was you or I, who are not famous and who ain't wealthy,
right.
We probably would have got jail time.
Probably.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Wait. Definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
well, because he's what he's a...
No, I won't say definite. You never truly know.
The whole story. So
but it's a 99% likelihood.
Yamified or otherwise.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So what was the whole story? So literally...
I don't know. All I know, I didn't really read it. All I know is that...
He crashed his car while
he was drunk.
But he was a drunk... Yeah.
He was drink driving, he crashed his car. Boom.
Yeah,
that's it.
Like, and did you see, like, even on Facebook, social media, there was like a plea, like, for like even Action Jackson, this motivational speaker.
Okay.
He was like, "Come on, let's pray for him. Let's, you know, send him good wishes and all that." And
okay.
It kind of made me laugh inside, in a way that, yeah, okay, cool. We wish that for anyone, but the whole like Britain
we do and we don't
seem to sort of
we
get
do and
behind
we don't.
Him.
We do. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, well,
so, you know,
but we do and we don't. It's because he was famous. It's because he was well known.
Yeah.
You know, like most.
But
you know,
I never heard that.
How many people who, you know, there's a certain amount of people every month.
Yeah.
Who, you know, drink and drive and crash their car.
Yeah.
It might not be very many.
So the other
but it is,
big one before that was George Michael. Like he's a regular.
No.
He's a repeat.
Well, before that it was Wayne Rooney who got
okay,
done
I must
for,
have missed that.
For drink driving.
Right. Yeah.
And he just had to pay a fine and stuff as well.
And I've noticed that if you take this in America, it's much more sensationalized than it is here.
What?
Like those sort of incidents.
No,
even
I don't,
in
the
British media. Okay, okay. Well,
I think
the British media,
wherever it's happening.
The British media is an a-hole, big
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And so, but
I would say the mainstream media in general, every country.
Yeah. But
obviously, we know the most about British media.
Yeah, and I'm saying this because you even hear American people say how much they hate the British press.
Hmm.
Like just you know.
Really? I don't.
You never heard that?
No.
Yeah, man. Definitely.
I hear some people praising the British press, like Americans.
What?
Americans, I don't, because that's the thing, like.
Well, they're articulate.
Because there might be a certain news story that's, you know, related to America or whatever,
yeah.
And the way that the news might present, or you know, let's say for example BBC News,
right.
Might present that information here will be different to the way the American media. So,
but that's
so
what
they
I mean
might
about
get
the,
certain
the
more. They might get some information that they wouldn't have gotten, which is why some people would end up praising, thinking, "Oh no, British media, they cover the issues properly."
Yeah.
Whereas you know MSNBC or whatever CNN doesn't cover it properly, and vice versa.
Oh, talking about that, so my friend, yeah, I don't know who taped it, but there's a little video. Of and I wish I could you could see it now and watch it, but actually you could. Do you have your phone on you?
Mm, yeah.
Can we do this? So just go to YouTube, and I don't know who it is, but they actually, you know what? Let me type it in and I'll show you without saying anything. So basically, Narendra Modi, the Indian Prime Minister, came to London recently.
Yeah.
And he was on the news, obviously, because he's coming over.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how the British press documented it, you know?
Okay.
So, let's see.
But that's the thing, though, as well. You've got to remember who our foreign minister is at the moment.
Who is it now?
Boris Johnson, mate.
Oh, right,
yeah?
Right.
So, when it comes to any sort of international...
Old school, I was going to say Jack Straw, mate. What was he? I can't remember.
He was Labour.
Okay.
You know, Jack Straw was on the board of governors for Pimlico School.
Is it?
Because his daughter and his son both went there.
Okay, so I can't find it, right? And I'm not going to get into it. But basically...
Name drop!
What it is...
Yeah.
It's... So, there's a clip of Modi...
You can't find it.
No, I can't find it. But maybe... I mean...
That's right.
Yeah, but that's... Maybe some propaganda around that as well, as in why it hasn't come up.
Mm.
But what I typed in was... No, I'm not going to say what I typed in... But it's a clip of them introducing Narendra Modi coming out of a car,
okay,
like in London, saying, here he is now, blah, blah, blah. And it actually wasn't him. It's another brown guy.
Okay.
Like, I don't know who
but
it was.
But did he look sort of important and rich and stuff like that?
Not especially. Not like...
Like, he didn't look like he might... He could have been a foreign dignitary.
Not really.
You know
I
saying?
Think he was missing a hat.
Do you get what I'm saying?
They all wear hats or something that makes them look a bit more regal.
Okay.
And he just kind of was missing that. But the guys who were clipping it were like, who took the video,
yeah,
like 20, 30 seconds. They see one person get out of the car. Then they see him. Then they see, we're supposed to be Modi get out of the car.
Oh, okay.
By the way, I've got a bit of...
Okay.
Yeah. So actually it's already, you know,
it's
so
you,
yeah, but yeah, and so they're all laughing in the background,
yeah,
they're like, yeah, here's Modi coming out, and it just wasn't him, and they didn't sound like Indian accents or the laugh.
Okay.
It didn't sound like an Indian laugh. I mean, again,
that's,
you know,
come on. No, hold on. No, you
it
know what?
Need to
no,
be.
That's cool. That's interesting, actually.
Yeah.
We should do a sketch about that.
Yeah.
Because the thing with, like, all the sketches that I've done,
yeah,
the underlying
way,
theme.
Ideas away to the,
but the underlying yeah. theme is, like, a look at stereotypes and.
Yeah, what is the
and
Indian.
And just playing around with that.
What does the Indian
so exactly,
laugh sound
yeah,
like?
Exactly. What does an African laugh sound like? What is it, you know what I'm saying?
And it depends where from.
Yeah.
We're talking. I was talking
yeah.
about.
Does Lenny
from
Henry
India.
Does Lenny Henry have an African laugh? That's what I want to know.
No.
Oh, yeah, like, oh, you see?
Oh,
you
shit.
See?
I was thinking accent-wise. Yeah, true. Well,
so go on. So what's the impression of an Indian laugh?
But okay, I don't know because I've got a British accent, but you just have, I just have to laugh and you hear
come
it.
Come on, you can do the accent.
I don't know.
So what are you telling me? You tell me because you're saying like it didn't sound like an Indian laugh.
I'm saying I didn't hear any Indianism in that.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay.
Like
yeah, but so how was he meant to laugh? No.
See?
Yeah, come again. Yeah.
No, but like, see, that's work. That's work.
How was he meant to work?
Come again, what?
What's he meant to
DJ, come again.
DJ. You know, what's he meant to sound like? Because we might as well go from country to country now. What would a Chinese laugh sound like?
I don't know. It's more quieter. I know Japanese is much more. I was with a Japanese person last night.
Okay.
And they were laughing, but it was. It was more, you know, it's individual, but there is a commonality though. There is a general mean, like you've got mean. There is a general, like okay, this is the average of what Chinese or Japanese
like,
people
if you were
sound,
to hear
like
an African laugh,
right.
This is probably what it would sound like. If you were to hear an Indian laugh, this is probably
yeah.
what it would sound like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I thought you were going to do them.
No, sorry, we didn't want to do them, man.
Huh?
That's what I'm saying. So, okay, so do an impression of the Japanese laugh.
I think. I don't know.
Not close enough to the mic, mate. Come on, get closer to the mic.
I don't know. I can't remember. But
what would your Brazilian laugh sound like?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like... samba,
well,
samba.
I tell you what.
Real,
no,
right?
I tell you what.
Football.
Samba, samba. Yeah.
Pele, Pele.
I'm trying to think of a Portuguese word. Cabeça.
Yeah.
Cabeça. Hey. I don't even know what the fuck I just did.
What?
Anyway, can we swear?
Hello, Scooby, if you can.
Right, cool.
But you turn into Scooby-Doo at the end. You went,
No, but I naturally sound like Muttley nowadays.
Okay. Right, I used to have
it comes out a bit too much.
There's an ex-girlfriend that I've still got the fucking laugh of.
Okay.
And I don't really have
there's
any contact with her.
There's an ex-girlfriend that you still have the laugh
of.
You laugh like her, like what
she,
did you? So
yeah.
What? Ever since you went out with her, you started laughing like her.
Yeah,
and then,
but it's
and then
not
you broke
all the
up
time.
And but you still
I
laugh like
her. I carry
like
the
her.
Laugh. Yeah, but it's not my main general laugh. It's like this is like Knight Rider, and you press like turbo boost and this and that. So it's like this button in the proverbial Knight Rider selection in the car on my dashboard of laughs. It's not my main laugh. It's like a. It's like I just did a scowl kind of thing there. I don't know
what you did just
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but it's like a.
You did like an impression.
It's kind of like.
You did an impression of a meat grinder or something like that.
You know what? It's kind of. It's like. I can't. I have.
Like a phlegmy type.
kind of. It's more like you're about to.
Who's this? The Russian?
You're revving up the car. Let's not get into that.
I was trying to go into countries again.
No, it's not a Russian.
Okay.
And I hate that. About her, or I hate that about myself even, that I have that laugh.
But where was she from then?
She's
English.
Like
country.
She's English.
She's born, like, born English. Is she white English or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
proper English.
Yeah, she's proper English.
Not like you.
No, I'm not English. Though. That's one thing
you're
I
born
learned.
Here.
I'm British.
Oh.
See, the difference.
But here's what's interesting. But here's what, because that's what I used to think. I used to think basically
a
white person born here, you know, a white person born here is English, and a brown, you know, any other shade of person is would be considered British rather than English. But
For example,
look at the England football team, who are considered English.
They've got Welsh.
They've got black and, you know, different shades and whatever. So
yeah, but they're the British. Are they not?
No, but they're English. They're called English. That's what I'm saying.
Now,
so, like Raheem Sterling,
you know what?
Is called an Englishman.
He's not English.
And the thing is funny with him as well. No, but it's good. Like, even in the papers, when they're describing him, they'll call him English.
Well,
I'm telling you, no, because he was born in Jamaica, bro.
And then,
he's had his British citizenship and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, he's now called English by, you know, specifically media. But, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but let him, you know, let the media, whatever. Because he knows where he's from, but he's getting that English money. So, you know what? They can call me what they want.
I want the Arab money now. Arab money.
Done.
That's what I want. What would the Arab laugh?
Yeah, what is their laugh? Like? No.
No, would it be more phlegmy?
More. It might be.
Would it? Oh, dear.
They're getting the borderline.
I know. I think we crossed that border a little while ago, to be fair. So I'm like, can I just apologize to everyone around the globe?
But that's not being racist.
But other than that, I'm just keeping it real.
That's being stereotypist.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying.
It's
so
not
the
rape,
comedy
it's not,
ideas.
We're not dissing their
the
race.
Comedy idea and materials. Yeah. I'm trying to come up with is it's like messing with that, playing around with that.
It's actually a good podcast. I tell you why, because we are, you know, comedic. We have talent.
Geniuses.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna say that, but I didn't. So we're comedic geniuses.
But you wanted to.
And well, it was there, but I didn't say it. So and so we just haven't allowed ourselves or committed enough to break through into so the world knows that we're also comedic geniuses.
Or we're just sparing the world from laugh because our shit's so funny. Yeah.
And
so
this is
people be laughing so hard, literally side splitter. So like people's ribs will start cracking because they're laughing so hard,
right.
And then like they'll get internal bleeding, and then so like our shit's so damn funny, someone could actually die. So that's we're helping the world by not releasing it. Yeah,
you know the crowd that I've seen, I mean on TV, not in real life, that literally do somersaults in their seat, is Def Comedy Jam.
Mm.
Like you don't see any other crowds like that. Like I haven't seen anyway that like literally. It's like they're on a roller coaster in their seat,
mm-hmm.
and they're just busting up. But I think that's another, like, the American way, that overindulging, over like excess, like you know, Twinkies, maxi size cola bottles,
mm-hmm.
like the hot, like triple burgers for breakfast, like all of that. What do you think? What say you?
I agree.
Is it alright?
Next question.
Next. See, very British.
I agree. Like, Americans are very big
OTT.
And brash and loud and etc. But at the same time, so are Africans. Like,
right.
As a stereotype, we're
right.
big, we're loud, we're brash, we're bright. Look at the kind of clothes we wear,
yes,
you know,
yes.
etc. That's just, we're colourful characters,
yes.
you know what I mean?
Especially on a Sunday.
So African Americans still have that. Part of Africa in them of like being loud and whatever. It's just kind of.
I was talking about Americans then.
I know you.
Across
the whole, but because you're saying Def Comedy Jam.
Def Comedy Jam, yeah. But
yeah,
I was talking.
We were majority black.
No, but then I went on to like, you know,
well.
Twinkies and Coca Cola and all that. So, like, yeah, I mean, that's not. It's just black Americans, but. Actually, you know what? That reminds me, talking about that. So, like, the fact that we are labelled as black and brown, and well, you don't really get called brown, but you get called black or white.
Yeah.
Right? You don't call people racist.
You're not called. And there is orange now.
There's orange.
President
now.
Of America. So there's black, there's white, and there's orange.
He's literally been tangoed. So, for life. Tangled for life. No, but like, I don't necessarily, and I remember there's a poet from back in the day called Carl Ramsey. Big up Carl Ramsey, big up 3+1. I used to be called J-Star then, back in like 2001. Mm-hmm. 2018 now, so wow. Let me just check, still going. So he used to do a radio show, and I think he, so big up Lawyer and The Argument as well. That was one of his radio shows. Wow, the guy just took a tile out of a dustbin. Sick. Is that, that looked like it was his though. Like he knew what he was doing. Like he was going there and he just walked in and took out that tile. Sick. Like he did a magic trick. That was a final act. Like, hey, got it.
I would now pull a towel out of the bin.
Yes. But there's no crowd to like be like, wait, just us saying what? Maybe that's the reaction he wants. Like, not yay, but what? Anyway, so like Carl Ramsey was talking about how calling somebody black is racist. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that. I'm not saying I don't. Yeah, I don't. Just on first glance, I don't necessarily agree with that. But I think I do have an opinion on, and you know, we've all got opinions on things. Even if you don't have an opinion, you're still an opinion. But on having an issue on like calling black people black. Like you don't necessarily call an Indian person brown. That's the colour of the skin. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What say you?
Well, I've always been of the mindset that we are one human race.
Right.
So I've always felt like trying to split us into different races within the one human race doesn't really make sense.
Right,
I think
yeah.
It makes more sense that we're different ethnicities and cultures rather than, you know, different race. We're a human race. Like
true.
And underneath, whatever you look like on the outside, whether you're tall or fat or brown or whatever shade of skin tone you are, blah blah, our hearts pretty much look the same, our skeletons look the same, our organs look the same. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everything underneath that is practically the same across the board, pretty much. You know what I'm saying?
So
we're one human race.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I play around with like ethnicity. I prefer to use the term ethnicity rather than race, because people don't really think about this either. For there to be an ethnic minority, there must be an ethnic majority. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people, and white people, and it's all our fault because we all end up using the same terminologies. Right. But white people don't really think of that fact that, oh, I'm actually an ethnicity as well.
Yes.
It's not just about ethnic minorities.
Yes.
Like I myself, whether I'm English or whatever.
Now, and because of the quote unquote powers that be, right? So, okay, what do you think is or what is the ethnic majority?
Say that again, sorry.
What is the ethnic majority? Is it white?
In England, it's white, yeah.
No, I'm talking about globally, across the whole world.
Like, I don't know what...
I would love to know what the answer to that question is.
To be.
If anyone's listening, knows the answer...
My assumption would be Africans.
To that question.
I am African, so there might be a bias at play there.
Hashtag
I don't know.
Wakanda.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
And because, therefore, there's the whole... It's the diaspora. It's not just, you know, black people in Africa itself. It's across the board.
Yeah. So, like, if anyone's listening and they know,
and also thanks to the racist eugenicists who created this, the whole sort of the eugenics theory of like, you know, genetically white people are superior and all that stuff. That's where that theory comes from.
Yeah.
According to them, if you have 1% of black in you, you're black.
Okay.
So therefore. I feel like across the world, that means that black people are the majority.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's so many mixed race people and et cetera, you know. And some people have at least 1% black in them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the majority then, surely.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
By the way. Take a drink. So.
Yeah, okay, cool. And don't bring reference to...
Oh, right, okay.
Cool. And, So going back to what Carl Ramsey said, and I am paraphrasing according to my memory, but I remember even at that time when he said it, and I heard him on the radio say it, I was like, shit, man, yes, like I've kind of thought like this, not that calling somebody black is racist, but just using colour not being necessary. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
And you know what? KRS-One had did a presentation. I think it's on YouTube somewhere.
A rapper, by the way, if you don't know.
Indeed.
heaven, are you?
He did a presentation, and one of the things he was talking about.
That's cool. It's cool.
One of the things he was talking about was that whole, the way we have been educated, and the whole sort of labeling each other.
First of all, I call it black and edumacated.
So, in terms of like calling someone black, but is that person actually black? No, they're probably a dark brown or some shade of brown. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whether it's caramel, whether it's mocha, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So he's like, my eyes see brown or dark brown or whatever, but my education tells me to say black.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I can understand where this car guy is coming from as well.
But would you call that racist though? Because that's what he was saying. He was saying that calling somebody black or brown or white is racist. And again, Carl, if you're listening, feel free to...
Get in contact with Chitten, and come with me. Get you on the show, so you can elaborate on exactly what you meant.
In fact, you know what? Carl Ramsey was a sick poet. Mm. 3+1 crew, big, like, from whoever knows about, like, London poetry, like, 15 years ago, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, big. And what I liked about them, just going off for a sec, was, and not just them, was that it was part of a community, actually, which I was fortunate to be part of for a little while, for a few years, where there were performance poets, performance poetry, 3+1 were very much a part of that. Mm-hmm. And what's the other guy's name? He's like a model actor now, Winston or something? He's got a C in it, his name. Anyway. So, yeah.
Not Winston Churchill, no?
No, that's a different C.
That's got a C in it.
That's a different C. That's a See You Next Tuesday C.
Nice.
And Fenzwan, and who's now called Phoenix, Phoenix James or whatever. But yeah, so just wanted to just mention that briefly.
Yeah, give him a shout out, of course.
Give him a shout. Yeah, so Carl Ramsey, man, or whoever's listening, if you know about Carl, where's this guy gone? Like, he was good, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Entertaining guy. One thing I learned from Carl, he went on stage in a venue, I can't remember what it's called, but it's just around the corner from Brixton Station, like, literally turn right under that bridge sort of thing. It's on the corner. Oh, man, it's taking me back. And the event was called Brix Tongue, yeah?
Okay.
It's run by Zinc Fence, which is a reggae sound system.
Okay.
Sick. I think John Rogers and his wife, and she made the boomest. That time I was eating meat, like Jamaican patties.
Mm.
Oh man, I missed the last train home. It wasn't like these days where you can still get the Victoria line the weekend all night long. And I missed it, but I had this warm, delicious, juicy chicken vegetable patty to send me home, mate. It was so good. I remember that, and I came back next month or the following week. I think they were monthly at the time. And I told her about that, man. Do you know who else came from that school of poetry?
Who's that?
She's gone on to, I don't know if she won X Factor or whatever, but it's a talent. Lara McArdle.
Okay.
I don't know, that's what the name I think she's going under now, or her name. And she was known as, what was her name? Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Floetry. Yeah, Floetic Lara. That was her name.
Okay.
Do you know her?
That name's familiar, yeah.
Yeah, Floetic Lara.
Yeah.
Last time I saw her, man, I was performing at Bernie Goy Art Centre, and she was about to go on, and then I think I was doing something afterwards or before, and I wanted to engage in conversation, because I hadn't seen her for years.
Mm.
But she was just about to go on, she was in, like, focus mind, and so she was not very engaging, and I remember that. She told me afterwards why. So I was like, oh yeah, no, that's cool, I get it. But in that moment, I was like, hey, you know what I mean? In fact, I've done it to a few people where, like, they really want to have a conversation, but I'm really focusing about to go on stage and do a performance. I remember, like, I performed at the Spitz in... we're really going off now, but in... anyway, the Spitz, yeah? Is a something market, Kettlesfield Market, what's it called? In Hoxton, something Elsfield Market. Anyway, and I'm about to go on and someone's trying to have a conversation.
Spitalfields.
Spitalfields, that's it. And yeah, man, I walked past that place, man. So, and someone's trying to have a conversation, and I wasn't having it because, you know, I'm in a different mindset. But anyway, by the way, this is the longest podcast ever.
Cool.
So let's just check. 39 minutes.
Nice.
Cool.
I'll tell you what, let's bring it to a close.
Yeah.
We'll do part two another time.
Okay, so we'll do that. So yeah, if you like the show, you know, give it, I don't know if there's likes and thumbs up and shares, but do all that. Do you want to tell them your Facebook and Twitter and all that?
Yeah, you know, I've got some stuff on YouTube, OD TV, OD space TV. The logo is like the world within a light bulb. Yeah. And, you know, I've got some funny stuff. I've got conversations with friends, etc., etc. So feel free to check that out and look out for some comedy sketches that will be coming online soon.
Yeah. What is this? And I'm your host, once again, Jitin Patel, a.k.a. Raga Reporter, a.k.a. Vegan Blagger, which I might not use anymore. And what else? There's some other ones. Anyway, Japes, you and I verse. Thanks for listening. And